Have you ever been invited to the seminars, webinars, and many, many events to help the orphans? Like equal to those events that we do go and we have fun, we get to learn more stuff. These days, that is a good point that we do see many webinars, many places and events where we shall go and start to like think of the orphans. If some people are just like rich enough, they can invest some money, they can help and devote some money to those people who are in need, and more necessarily to the orphans. And even some people are going to be taken responsible, like they themselves accept to be responsible for raising an orphan. So where should we stand in the position of thinking about the orphans, how to behave towards them, and why are there many differences between the way we should treat an orphan with the other children? Though we're not saying that we should hit or bother the other ones, but what we are mentioning is the difference between the way we treat an orphan with the other children. So we're going to see how and why we are going to be different with the orphans. Assalamu alaikum to all of you. Welcome to For a Better Life, where we, as previously mentioned, are going to talk about how to treat orphans and why do we have the words reminding us of orphans repeated a lot in the Holy Quran, in our hadith and narrations, and why is there this difference between them and the other children. Let's start with a very short story from Saadi Shirazi's Bustan and see what the famous prose writer of Persia is saying about the ways to treat orphans, though he was also a Muslim and whatever he wrote were somehow related and rooted in his beliefs, which were deeply connected to the Islamic thoughts. So this story is mentioned as a discourse concerning kindness to orphans. Protect him whose father is dead. Remove the dust from his face and injure him not. Thou knowest not how hard is his condition. No foliage is there on a rootless tree. Give not a kiss to a child of thine own in the sight of a helpless orphan. If the latter weep, who will assuage his grief? If he be angered, who will bear his burden? See that he weeps not, for the throne of God tremble at the orphan's lament. With pity, wipe the tears from his eyes and the dust from his face. If the protecting shadow of his father's care be gone, cherish him beneath the shadow of thy care. Upon my head was a kingly crown, where it reposed upon the bosom of my father. Then, if a fly settled upon my body, many were distressed on my behalf. Now shall I be taken in captivity? Not one among my friends would come to aid me. Well, do I know the orphan's sorrow? For my father departed in my childhood. So, remembering just what we heard of Saadi's Bustan, we can see that clearing the dust from the face of the orphan, like they may be literally speaking, they may be connected to literature and all the beauty rooted in literature, but what we are talking about is this difference, like equity to the interests of the orphans and women, like they are the things that we do have mentioned in Quran. In Surah Nisa, for example, we do have a long verse mentioning it, and they ask you for a pronouncement concerning women. Say, Allah pronounces to you concerning them, and what is recited to you in the book concerning the orphan women to whom you do not give what is appointed for them, while you desire to marry them, and also the oppressed children, and that you should deal toward orphans with equity, and whatever of good you do, verily Allah knows it. So, when we have it in the future, Namely, we do have it in the future of the children, like orphans. If they want to get married, you should know you are marrying the one who has no shoulders to cry on, who has no place to go, or no one is there like that big mountain of support and love and passion that can support them and have their back. So in order to defend the rights of orphans, we should always follow the instructions of the heavenly leaders, like the imams that have mentioned it, had put it clear for us that we should know that Allah pronounces us to concerning them. In the verse that we just read, we have it mentioned that Allah Himself is commanding us, is giving us this order of being avert of knowing the value of life, with our responsibility as supporting the orphans and being considerate of the whole problems and sorrow that they might face. We are going to talk more about this concept and see how, although our lives are hard, although we do have many perspectives to be considerate about, but we do have the reminders of our religion as well. We're going to see how and with what instructions we're going to be considerate of the orphans after a very short break.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome to For a Better Life, where we started today's episode by reciting a very short part of Saadi's Bustan, and then got to the conclusion that Allah has commanded us many times in the Holy Quran, in the narrations, in Hadith, that we should be considerate of women and at the same time the orphans. Do you have them next to each other? They are put aside. One of the reasons can be that they are our responsibilities and we have the instruction there. So, like, we should be considerate of them at the same time. When a man accepts to marry a woman, they should know that they have to work for, like the man should know that he has to work for a woman who has to support them, and he has to be considerate of the ways he treats the woman. So we have orphans at the same time. Like, imagine the position of a wife and then put an orphan next to them. At the same extent, we need to be considerate. Also, another clear example is the manner of Imam Ali alayhi salam dealing with orphans, and also the orphan's interest in him that has been narrated a lot in Islamic culture. We have too many examples of Imam Ali's actions and deeds at night, where he used to go and put all the things that the orphans needed in front of their houses. And even this is very beautiful, that at the time of the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the orphans of the city were crying and weeping so hard as if they got to be an orphan again, like they had a dad and now they are losing the father that was there to support them the whole time. And in various prayers, we might ask Allah the Almighty to provide us with the sustenance to be kind to orphans. Like in our dua, we have it mentioned many times that we should ask the Creator to give us the power and the enough energy and the wealth at the same time to be able to support the orphans, to help them, and to be able to act like the greatest leader of all, Imam Ali. If we are claiming to be Muslims, we should be aware of the responsibilities that we bear, the responsibilities that we be considerate of, we should follow, and we should know. So what's better than just participating? Like, we do get many messages, including the places to go gather and then accept to support, or invest a portion of time, or even accept the responsibility of an orphan? Well, that is all for today's episode. Until another episode of For a Better Life, I wish you supportive hands. I wish you good times. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.